15 Lebanese activists joined the Asian aid convoy, carrying humanitarian aid and medical supplies en route to Gaza. The convoy, which set off from India, arrived in Lebanon after passing through Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, and Syria.
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From Lebanon, they will head towards Jordan and Egypt before entering Gaza via the Rafah crossing. All the way from India, the first ever Pan-Asia aid convoy stops off here in Beirut in solidarity with resistance against the Israeli occupation of 1.5 million Palestinians. The convoy is carrying much-needed humanitarian goods and medical supplies. The Asian convoy is part of efforts to break the prolonged Israeli siege on Gaza that was tightened in June 2007 after Hamas took control of the Strip.
Now it is to Gaza. And I think next it will be directly to Kudus. Millions of people will be marching to Kudus and actually for liberating the Kudus also.
Yes, we know the dangers very well, and each of the about 170 members participating in this caravan are mentally prepared for the worst. And we feel that this risk is nothing compared to the daily suffering that the people of Palestine have to go through.
Members of the international community are becoming increasingly aware of the siege and trying to find out ways to get much-needed goods into Gaza. On May 31st, 9 Turkish activists aboard the Gaza Freedom Flotilla were killed when Israeli Marines attacked their ship in international waters off the Gaza coast.
I think there's already a lot of pressure on Israel, and yes, I do believe missions like this will help in focusing more international attention on the issue, and it will ultimately help end the occupation.
The convoy, which started the journey from New Delhi, has activists from many Asian countries.
You see, I come from India, and this caravan started from the shrine of Mahatma Gandhi, who needs no introduction to the people of the world. Mahatma Gandhi was an apostle of peace and nonviolence. We are completely nonviolent. We do not have weapons. We do not have arms. We do not worry about any attack, but if an attack happens, we will face it like foot soldiers of Mahatma Gandhi. We will face it with nonviolence. We will face it with a prayer in our hearts.
The caravan is scheduled to arrive in Gaza at the end of December to mark the anniversary of the 22-day Gaza war launched by the Israeli army in 2008. 7 Iranian lawmakers also travel with the Asian People's Solidarity Convoy to the coastal enclave. Serena Shim, Press TV, Beirut.